The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.
Actor Siobhan McSweeney is here with me in studio. Many of you will know her as Sister Michael in the very popular Channel 4 sitcom Derry Girls. If you haven't seen Derry Girls, you definitely should. It's absolutely excellent. Siobhan, thanks so much for coming in to talk to us on The Last Word. I'm delighted to get to talk to you.
Delighted to be here.
We'll get on to talk about Derry Girls in a second, but first of all, let me talk to you about your play, which I know is starting soon in Cork and then is going to be touring around the country. Tell me what it's about.
Well, it's a play called Autumn Royal, written by Kevin Barry, the novelist Kevin Barry, the wonderful Kevin Barry. It's his first play, and it's about a brother and sister in the north side of Cork City, and them minding the father who's in the bed, who's never seen. And it's a very, very dark comedy about caring for an elderly parent. Doesn't sound like a very comic topic, but...
Is there some laughs in it?
Oh, well, hopefully, yeah. That's the intention anyway.
And tell me, when does this start? It starts in the Everyman in Cork, so when does it get underway?
We start at on the 2nd of May in the Everyman, and then we go to the project the week after, and then we're touring around the country.
Brilliant.
For the whole month of May. It's really exciting.
And one of your co-stars from Derry Girls, I understand, is in it. Who's in it?
That's right. The bold Peter Campion, who played the priest in Derry Girls.
He was brilliant in it.
He was brilliant, but don't be telling him that now. You'll get a big head.
So he's in it. Does he play the brother?
He does indeed. It's just a two-hander, so it's myself and himself arguing and... hopefully a few laughs along the way.
That's brilliant. Sounds really, really good. The best of luck
wonderful.
With that.
Thank you so
Let
much.
Let me jump to Derry Girls because it was such a massive success. And I think, you know, you were definitely, there was a lot of stars in it, but a lot of people talking about Sister Michael and that cynicism, I suppose, that you brought to that role. What was the experience like for you? Did you enjoy it?
Oh, it was the best time I've ever had filming. We had... First of all, Lisa McGee, the writer, she's written such amazing, relatable, you know, quite specific, but very universal scripts. And she's so funny. The scripts were amazing. And then when we were shooting it, everybody got... It's such a cliche. I know you must be sick of hearing this, but we all got on so well. And there was so much crack. And I think you never know how something is going to be received. So much is reliant on luck, but there was sort of a perfect storm with this. So even if we thought at the end, even if it doesn't go well, we had such a great time that it was still worth it, you know? And then to have the response that it has had has been absolutely extraordinary and really, really validating for us all, I suppose.
Wasn't it pretty instant though? Like the response after the first episode, people really fell in love with it straight away. Why do you think that was?
As I said, I think it's got something to do with this perfect storm. I think there was an audience waiting for a show like that. I think the fact that what Lisa has written, as I said, is utterly relatable, but also there's an entire audience waiting to... I mean, I personally was waiting to see young girls not be the girlfriend or the sensible one, or the berating person going... and instead, they can be the lunatic heroines, the people who mess up, the people with the adventures in their own lives. And there is an audience waiting for that. And people wanted something new. People wanted something that reflects their own lives as well. And, you know, I was that age in the 90s, so... Any chance to revisit that time, of course, which you look back with, you know, rose-tinted glasses.
Absolutely, and I really feel nostalgia played an awful lot, and even in terms of the music that was in it, and just in general, you know, there was lots of little small bits that we could all relate to, but it definitely brought out
that...
Yeah, exactly, or like the chipper, or like, you know, just those kind of things, the sweet shop, all that sort of stuff. There was definitely a lovely feeling of nostalgia about it. But Sister Michael... You just played her brilliantly. Did you pull on some former nun in your life or something to pull that out of the bag? Because you just were like a typical nun.
Have you experience of nuns?
Oh yeah, I went to a girls Catholic school. Yeah.
Jeepers! I've never encountered a nun in
really?
My life knowingly. Anyway.
So where did you pull Sister Michael from?
God knows. I dread to think. I really dread to
you
think.
You just are her. Listen, we're going to have a little clip. Actually, let's have This is a scene in which Aaron, Orla, Claire and Michelle and the wee British fellow, James, are waiting to be called in to Sister Michael's office. Let's have a listen to this.
Look, whatever happens in there, we have to stick together, okay? We have to back each other up.
Ladies.
So it had nothing to do with me. Yes, okay, I was there. I admit that, but I didn't do anything. It was Michelle. It was all Michelle. I'm not going down for something I didn't do. If anyone deserves to get punished, it should be Michelle.
Well, I think it's safe to say we all just lost a bit of respect for you there, Claire. This is just so disappointing, girls. I mean, threatening a first year.
We didn't threaten her. We're not stupid. Meg Mandy's her sister and she's half fucking gorilla.
That's quite enough, Miss Mallon.
Hey, shouldn't swear, Michelle, because when you swear Our Lady in Heaven, she cries her tears, then make rain. Isn't that right, Sister Michael?
What age are you now, Orla?
15.
Yeah, you might want to think about wising up.
It was all just a misunderstanding. I promise, sister.
Is that right, Tina? Was it a misunderstanding?
Look, I didn't even report them. I'm not a grass. I'm saying nothing.
Is that because you're intimidated by them?
Oh, you're serious? No, I'm not intimidated by them, sister.
Okay. Well, I see no need to take this matter any further, but if I ever get wind of something like this happening again...
Oh, you won't, sister.
Yeah.
Sister Michael, can I just quickly ask, since there's no male student toilets on the premises, am I permitted to use the staff ones?
Absolutely not.
So many just really good one-liners, like really short one-liners. I just absolutely love the way you deliver them. It's brilliant. Okay. There is a second series. It has been commissioned. You're not going to tell me anything about it, are you?
Absolutely not.
But do you know even when we might see it? You haven't started filming it, have you?
Nope.
Okay, nothing. We're getting nothing here now from Sister Michael. Okay, so we're going to leave it there. But your play is starting in May in the Everyman.
Then the project, we travel all around Ireland. It's for the whole month of May. Myself and Peter Campion, the nun and the priest, with a perfect, perfect script by the wonderful Kevin Barry. Come and see it.
Sister Michael, otherwise known as Siobhan, thank you so much for coming to talk to us on The Last Word. I was delighted to meet you.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.